pick back up with Paul in Acts 26, 1 through 29. Paul had a story to tell, and he told his story to King Agrippa in Acts 26, 1 through 29. So we're going to read that. So hang with me. So Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." Then Paul stretched out his hand and made his defense. "I consider myself fortunate that it is before you, King Agrippa, I am going to make my defense today against all the accusations of the Jews, especially because you are familiar with all the customs and controversies of the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, spent from the beginning among my own nation and in Jerusalem, is known by all the Jews. They have known for a long time, if they are willing to testify, that according to the strictest party of our religion, I have lived as a Pharisee. And now I stand here on trial because of my hope in the promise made by God to our fathers, to which our 12 tribes hope to attain, as they earnestly worship night and day. And for this hope I am accused by Jews, O King. Why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raised the dead? I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests, but when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them, and I punished them often in all the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme and in raging fury against them, I persecuted them, even to foreign cities. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me, to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient in the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem and throughout all the regions of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping their repentance. For this reason, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. To this day, I have had the help that comes from God. And so I stand here testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles." And as he was saying these things in his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind." But Paul said, "I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking true and rational words. For the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly. For I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice, for this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." And Agrippa said to Paul, "In a short time would you persuade me to be a Christian?" And Paul said, "Whether short or long, I would do to God that not only you, but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for these chains. So the facts that we can draw from this conversation can relate to and learn from. So as we go out into the world to share God's love, we have an example. In verse 2 and 3, Paul was glad to defend himself and his witness. He was glad to talk about what had happened in his life. In verses 4 and 5 and 9 through 11, he gave account of his life before knowing Christ. So he talked about who he was before he met Christ. And that's a pointer we need to take in sharing our testimony, that people need to hear and see in us how coming to Christ changed our life. In verses 12 through 15, it tells us what changed the direction of Paul's life. And that needs to be part of our story too. We need to tell how God took where we were in our life and changed us into what we are now. In verse 23, Paul explained the gospel. So we need to be comfortable with that. We need to be able to show verses in Scripture that tell how Jesus loved us and how what he did for us and how he died on the cross for us, how he lived for us and preached on this earth. We need to be familiar with all of that. So we, as Paul, can explain the gospel. Verses 27 through 29 said that Paul asked King Agrippa if he believed, and Agrippa asked Paul if he could persuade him in a short time to be a Christian. I love Paul's answer there. Whether short or long, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for the chains. So Paul's telling him here, I want not just you, but I want everyone that hears the truth that I'm telling to come to Jesus, to know more about Jesus, to accept him as their Savior. He said, I want everybody to be where I am and know what I know, except for these chains I'm wearing. You see, no matter where we are, or what situation we're in, or what people we're talking to, if we are a child of God, he has given us a story to tell, and the power of the Holy Spirit inside us will give us the attitude and the words to say that will draw men, women, and children to know the one true God. Now let's be like Paul and go tell our story. I hope you have a great week. May God bless you always and in all ways.